This is Spire FM, and children's TV presenter Naomi Wilkinson is coming to the City Hall in Salisbury this Easter with her show, Naomi's Wild and Scary. It's on the Thursday, the 6th of April. Naomi joins me now to talk to us a little bit more about the show. I feel I know you through many of your TV programmes, Naomi. My children have enjoyed watching you on so many of your programmes, Marrying Mum and Dad on CBBC, The Nightmares of Nature and Wild. I mean, all of those sort of stuff, but it's about the wild and weird, and it's about the animals that you come to talk to us about here.
We are bringing my wild and scary show to Salisbury, and I can't wait.
We are looking forward to seeing it. So what can we expect from the show in Salisbury?
Well, basically, I'm coming around to hopefully meet lots of children and reliving some of my most dramatic, exciting, extreme, challenging moments that I've had from the programme Nightmares of Nature. I'm also bringing along a lovely gentleman called Mark Amy, who we are calling Animal Mark, and he is bringing along a load of his exotic animals, some of his most fierce and frightening creatures to bring to the stages to introduce to the children. And then there's going to be lots of fun, some surprises, a bit of music, all sorts of nonsense. It's going to be a little bit bonkers, but lots of fun for all the family.
So you're not going to be alone on the stage, are you? Tell us about, is it right there's going to be a python?
Well, I don't want to give away too much of what we've got in the show, but yes, there's snakes, there's spiders, there's lots of animals that I believe have got too many legs. And I would describe them as scuttlers, things that might make you feel a little bit uneasy. I know a lot of people have a lot of animal fears, but we're going to be facing up to those fears. And part of this show is a lot to do with the fact that through the series Nightmares of Nature, I've been confronting an awful lot of my genuine fears and been trying to overcome them and trying to give people a few ideas of how I think you can do that. And to try and look at these creatures that are normally considered as absolutely terrifying in a slightly different way.
I've seen the video trailer for the show, and how can I put it? There are those moments when you react exactly as I would react, as most people would react, with fright. And how do you overcome something like that?
Yeah, I'm a little bit less brave than Steve Bagshaw, I think. I go about it in a slightly different way. But I think what I've learned is it's about re-educating your mind. So you start off believing something that is actually completely wrong about an animal. And once you find out why it's doing what it's doing, why it's got the anatomy it has, how it works within its environment, and what they say is replace the fear with facts. And I think that's true. When you start to deflect your mind from just focusing on, I'm afraid, I'm terrified, I want to get out of here, and start to actually look at the animal and what it's doing and why it's doing it, it can actually become completely interesting and blows your mind more often than not with just how incredible these animals are.
So by putting it like that, it sounds very sort of ordered. But when you're actually come face to face with something that is one of our fears, your mind just runs riot, doesn't it?
Well, I think so. I mean, because one of my biggest fears has been sharks. I've had a phobia of sharks since I was little, which I've been slowly working away at, trying to transform the way I think about sharks. And so when I've been in the water with sharks, with different marine biologists and experts, literally, that's what they're doing while we're in the water. They're throwing my mind from focusing on, it's a shark and I'm scared, and telling me, you know, this one's a female, this one's pregnant, this one's a juvenile, this is what they're doing. And somehow that really helps so you start to focus and look at the animal in a completely different way.
You're understanding them, and I suppose you in turn get a bit of respect for them as well, don't you?
Exactly, and just realizing that they're not out to get you, they're not just hunting you down. More often than not they're not interested in you whatsoever. They just want food.
And have you overcome that fear of sharks then in your work with them?
I really believe I have. I mean, obviously I haven't seen a great white shark, which would be actually that's probably on my list of what I would like to see now, which I never thought I would have said that back in the day. But yeah, we went out looking for them and we never found them actually for the last series of Nightmares. So, you know, that's actually now on my wish list, weirdly.
The chances of having a shark on your show in Salisbury is probably quite unlikely, I'm guessing.
But yeah, the
other creatures that you have worked with in the past are all going to be part of this show.
Yes, and the more I'm planning this show, the more I'm realising I'm absolutely mad because it isn't just all serious. There's a lot of nonsense that's going to happen in this show as well. So be prepared for a lot of silliness too. A lot of joining in, a lot of audience participation. And then also we're going to take the kids on a journey. So we're going to go on a little kind of world tour. We're going to all the different habitats where you'll find these scary animals. So to the jungle, then we go to the rainforest or to the into the ocean or into a cave. So exploring the different places where you find these creatures around the world too.
So you're flying in the face of the fact that you should never work with children and animals. You could potentially have both on stage with you here at the City Hall.
Well, yeah, we're going to do both and live. We right. are bonkers.
So you're going to expect the unexpected and just going to roll with it then, I guess?
Yeah, I think so. Just see what happens. That is as much as it's scary, I think that's also the exciting part of working with both children and animals. That's what I love about it. You just don't know what's going to happen. So you've just got to think on your feet and go along with it.
Well, we look forward to seeing you on the 6th of April at the City Hall in Salisbury.
Please come along, yeah.
Final question, which creature is likely to upstage you?
The python.
Right, OK. Well, we'll wait and see. The python hopefully has got his very own dressing room. And put in his whole diva demands to make sure the python is happy. Naomi, it's great speaking to you. Thank you very much indeed. And we hope the show goes well on the 6th of April at the City Hall.
Thank you. Look forward to seeing everyone there.